In the course of the day, I thought I would try my skill upon her. She sat upon a post near the spot where she was to build her nest, and looked at me trustfully, as much as to say, "You won't hurt me." I found a nice stone, and, poising my arm, I threw it with my utmost skill. I struck the bird on the head, and she dropped dead. I was sorry the moment I saw her fall, but the deed was done. All day long her mate flew about and chirped in tones so sad that he made my heart ache. Why had I taken a life so innocent and made the poor mate grieve so? I said nothing to the old people about it, but through a grandchild they found it out, and, though they never said a word to me on the matter, I knew that they mourned for the bird and were deeply grieved at my cruelty. I can never look them in the face afterwards as I had done before. Oh, that I had told them how sorry I was. They had been dead many, many years, and so has the poor bird. But don't you see how that stone rebounded and hit me? How deep a wound it made upon my memory, how deep upon my conscience. Why, my dear boys, I would give a great deal today if I could undo that deed. For 50 years I have carried it in my memory. I have never spoken of it before, yet if what I have now said shall prevent you from throwing a stone that may rebound and deeply wound your conscience, I shall rejoice. The boys at once dropped the stones they had in their hands, and the bird had no more trouble from them.